the ducks. "Do you want to come to the park with us and feed the ducks?" said Molly. "I'm scared of ducks," said Oscar. "You don't need to be scared of ducks," laughed Barney. "We will look after you." At the park, Barney and Molly forgot Oscar was scared of ducks. They went off to climb a tree. Oscar was on the bank by the water. Oscar saw the ducks coming. He saw their wings flapping. He saw their shiny little eyes and their big beaks. The ducks came out of the water. Oscar climbed on the wall. Then the ducks climbed on the wall too. Oscar saw their shiny little eyes and their big beaks coming after him. Oscar ran over the garden. Then the ducks ran over the garden too. Oscar saw their shiny little eyes and their big beaks coming. "Help me! Help me! The ducks are after me!" shouted Oscar. Barney shouted back, "The ducks are not after you. They're after the bread." Molly and Barney climbed down the tree and ran back to Oscar. "Let the ducks have the bread now," said Molly. "I forgot I had the bread," said Oscar. He gave the ducks all the bread. Into the water it went. The ducks saw the bread and flapped their wings. Off they went, down the garden, down the wall, down the bank, and into the water. "Good," said Oscar. "They are back in the water." Oscar said to Molly, "I get scared of the ducks' eyes. Do you like their shiny little eyes?" "Yes," said Molly. "They are like little black buttons. I like ducks." Oscar said to Barney, "I get scared of the ducks' beaks. Do you like their big beaks?" "Yes," said Barney. "I like the way they scoop up the bread. I like ducks." Oscar looked at the ducks with their eyes like little black buttons and their beaks that scooped up the bread. "I like ducks too," he said, "if they stay in the water."